good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sharon Winterbore up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Sharon, it's time to talk about the Audubon Country Players.
Yes, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary of continuous community theater for Audubon County.
And that has to be almost some kind of record in the state of Iowa.
Well, I know that there are a lot of other community theaters, but we are considered one of the longest running
yes.
in the state. So
being consistent, I think some
yes.
come and go, and so that's you certainly deserve a medal and whatever else. And because you just keep performing, I guess that's your reward.
I think so, and this year particularly, we've been doing a little extra just to celebrate those 40 years of doing things. We had a dinner theater in March, and then in June we had our children's theater, them performing in July at the fair, and in August at our T-Bone celebration, we did a reader's theater, and now we're in production of Mary Poppins, our musical, which will be September 9th and 10th. That's a Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Talk about a celebration. Mary Poppins is just one of the most fun productions, fun musicals, and has a pretty good story to it, too.
Yes, it does. And I says, until you're actually performing it, I don't think all the number of times I've probably watched Mary Poppins, I was more, quote, as a movie, because the stage play is just a wee bit different than the movie.
Yeah, it boggles my mind, you know, how does Mary Poppins have her umbrella carry her away? How do you dance on the roof with all the chimneys?
And well, the chimneys are there, and
right.
we have to pretend that the floor of the stage is rooftops, and our chimneys are, you know, sprinkled all around, and I had to get very creative as a director in how to make things, quote, fly.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, do you have to get special permission and special, you know, costume, special something to put on Mary Poppins, the local theater?
Yes, that is correct. Most musicals are lined up that way, and you have to pay royalties for the play, and you have to pay royalties for the music, and it's... Let's just say it's more expensive than doing a regular play.
Yeah. So that's one of the challenges, I guess, to doing a musical. But this one, especially, I think, has a lot of extra challenges with all of the things. And you know, most people have seen Mary Poppins, and so they have great expectations.
I think that's true. And I remember seeing... my family lives in Cedar Rapids, and their community theater did the production of Mary Poppins, so I went over and watched it, and I was very surprised that it was considerably different than mm-hmm. the movie, Walt Disney's movie. Music and stuff is the same, but again, the animation that you see in the movie is, I think, almost impossible to... accomplish on
absolutely,
stage.
Absolutely. But that's part of the joy of theater. You get to see things a little bit differently, and there it is live in front of you. What a treat.
Correct. And we have such musical talent as well as artistic talent in this community. Our musicians, from piano to keyboard to drums, are scenery painters, our actors who have fabulous voices, and even our young people. We have from 3 years old to 80 years old in this production.
What fun.
Yes.
and I guess it's really fun when you know those people, but even if you don't, those characters all come alive. So do you want to give us a couple of names of some of
Well, Sam Kaufman is a name that a lot of people know.
Uh-huh.
He was the mayor of Audubon for a lot of years, and actually there are four generations of Sam's family in this production.
Oh, exciting. Oh, neat.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, does Sam sing?
Yes, Sam does sing.
I didn't know that.
He has a good voice.
I wonder if he ever sings when he's cutting hair.
That I don't know about. He does in church. I know that.
Oh, that's wonderful. another way of getting acquainted with people. So, and where all do the actors and other people involved with the performance come from? You know, you've got your Audubon Corps, but where else?
Right. Basically, they're just within our county this year. We have some Exira performers and Audubon and... I think for this production, that's the only two communities that have, you know, come up this year. But backstage, with they're, you know, from all over the county.
Mm-hmm. So, that's great.
Well, I'll take that back. We do have a Manning.
Just over the line. Just over the line.
Yep, and it is. It is definitely just over the line.
But but the Audubon County Players have always welcomed folks from outside of Audubon County.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We've had people from Atlantic, from Irwin, from Manning, from, Guthrie Center. So we feel very fortunate that, you know, people are even willing to drive, because it's a lot of, you know, it's three nights a week for rehearsals, and then the last couple of weeks it's every night of the week, and so we're very pleased at their continued participation.
And I think it's pretty obvious that people have a good time. Lots of work, but must have a good time, or they wouldn't give this kind of time out of their lives.
Oh, I think that's very true. And even those that don't have the acting or the singing talent have stepped forward doing behind the scenes. You know, we have to construct that set and those kites that fly and all that type of stuff. And there are always people that are willing to step up and do that and do ticket sales and you know, et cetera, even handing out programs.
Okay.
And you need all those hands as well.
And it's fun to be a part of that whole production from whatever standpoint. So Audubon Country Players, let's say, and we'll do this again. Again, Mary Poppins is coming up
on Saturday, September 9th at 7:30 performance, and Sunday, September 10th at a 2 o'clock performance. Tickets can be acquired by calling Linda Keller at 712-563-2007. And if you buy advance tickets, adult tickets are $10 and children's tickets are six. And if you buy them at the door, they're 12 and 8.
Okay. Now, you have a Facebook. Can people get more information or actually order tickets through Facebook?
No, we have not set that up yet. But the only way they can get the advance tickets is by calling that number I just gave.
Okay. But they can probably get that number if they go to Facebook, which is...
Yes. It's been on there and
Facebook.com, Audubon Country Players. Not county, country.
No, country.
Country.
Yes.
You have to remember that sometimes...
We were thinking rural when we...
Right. Absolutely. But we just have to remember that it's country, not county, when we put our fingers to the keyboard there. So, 40 years. How many of those years have you been involved, Sharon?
30.
Wow. So
yeah.
you've seen, I'm thinking, a number of young people, other people who have gone from their experience with the Audubon Country Players to other places and maybe even careers.
Yes. That is very, very true. We have, with our children's theater that which we have every summer, we have, you know, these youngsters that come forth and they continue on with their acting, fun acting. We have two people that are in this production. They're new to our community, and they both were like high school and college performers and then had kind of drifted away and have come back to... say yay. I'm so glad I'm doing this. It's it just gives you a good feeling.
And that's one of the things that you can continue to do through your life. As you mentioned, you have somebody who's up to 80 years old in your play.
Yep.
It's not like playing football, maybe.
Exactly. It's something you can always do in some shape or way. You know, if you don't feel your voice is strong enough, there's always that offstage bring the production to life.
The support players. So let's say one more time the dates and the place.
Okay, it is Mary Poppins performing Saturday, September 9th at 7:30, Sunday, September 10th at 2 o'clock at the Audubon High School Auditorium.
All right, and if you want more information, go to Facebook. facebook.com, Audubon Country Players. And we want to thank you very much, Sharon Winterbore, for visiting with us today. And best wishes to everyone in your performance.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Music's the medicine of the mind.